Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. We are in the house. That's right. We are in the house with Mike Floyd. Where are we at, Mike, and why are we sitting in a Basscat?
Well, Basscat? I'm glad you asked, Brad. We're at Extreme Sport Boats in Rogers, Arkansas. We're on Hudson Road, just down the road from Harley-Davidson, about a block.
There you go.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is better than a Harley. Fishing is better. No matter
Absolutely.
What, fishing is better. And I think about 2 years ago, I was in here, and we actually did a show, and we did, I think Greg Bohan was in here, Buck and Bass, Will George was here, and you had like a big thing going on, and now it's been a couple of years, so we come back. We come back to see how it all played out, how this all looks, and what a great store. I mean, it's. I mean, you did a good job, that's for sure.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time taking an older building, and of course we had some remodeling going on and a lot of great things, adding different kinds of apparel lines. Obviously we sell high-end bass boats,
right?
We sell pontoons, and we sell some more economical type, if I can explain it that way, on the fishing boats as well. So just a big uplift and trying to reach the community. And the bass fishing community, crappie fishing, walleye, just reaching out there for everyone.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty. So everyone wants to own their own boat place. I mean, everyone does. Because then you can have whatever boat you want. You can just pick one off the lot and go fishing in it. But how do you end up being a dealership? I mean, people have asked me, said, man, you should open a dealership. And I'm like, I don't think so. So well, how do you end up? Because you have, tell us what you have. I see Basscat. I see Skeeter. I know you have Vexus. I have a Vexus. And you have XL boats. How does that happen?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, you got to have a love for the business,
right,
as far as what particular things you want to carry. What do you want to be involved in?
Right.
For us, you know, the owners of this business love fishing, love boating.
Right.
And they're all local. And so we're a standalone business. We don't have satellite offices anywhere.
Right.
So maybe you go back to the old mom and pop mentality.
Right.
And that's kind of what we are. Specifically, our dealership is also tied to the Beaver Lake Elite Series.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're not only a sponsor of that, but one of our owners is in ownership of that as well. So you tie all that together, and then you love the water. You love being out, whether it's hot or cold, doesn't matter. You just want to be out in outdoors and doing the things like you like to do.
Right.
And that kind of makes a draw for those guys to put together a dealership like this and say, hey, we want to be a place where people are excited to come and look over boats, look over apparel, look over parts for their boat,
right,
and different things like that. So if that helps answer the question, that's where we're at.
And a dealership's actually a couple parts, because you have like the front, which is, you've done a good job detailing up in the front, and then you got your showroom, and then you have your space in the back, your workshop in the back,
yes, sir.
I guess that would say, your service department. So that's how it lays out?
Yes, that's exactly how it lays out. And our service team, we're super proud of them. We've got a third generation boat, a master mechanic in the back.
Wow.
With three other guys too. They're certified. We're a Yamaha Mercury certified dealership.
Wow.
And, we have, well over 40 years experience, even from, our service manager in the back. So we're excited to have them. They do a great job. We service some of the pro bass fishermen's boats. We service the common fisherman like myself, that just likes to go out and have a good time catching fish. So there's not really nothing too difficult for our guys to do. And so we have all the tools available to take care of our customers.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Which one would be the best boat you have here for bass fishing? I'm putting him on the spot.
Well,
he's going to squirm a little bit because he's got so many boats, he doesn't know which one to choose.
That is a good question. We recently had the boat show, and we were very fortunate to have the Bass Cat Cougar, I believe it was,
right,
that had the 500R racing motor on it. Obviously, we can't tournament fish with that boat, right? But it was pretty much on loan. We were able to offer it, but it did not sell this time. but I would say I'm a Skeeter owner currently now, so I really like the Skeeter product too. But it's hard to say between the Bass Cat, Skeeter, and Vexus. They're all just outstanding boats, and I know that sounds like a question.
You're dodging it. That's what you're doing. But, you're dodging it.
If I came down to have where I could, where money wasn't an option, and I could go get me a boat, and it would be a decision I'd have to make between the brand new Vexus VX that they're coming out with,
which
this
is
year,
the fiberglass,
yes sir, probably a Bass Cat Era.
See,
so those are the two I'd have to probably flip a coin over.
See, when I come in here, I see the Vexus, I see the aluminum Vexus boats, and I'm like, this is the boat a person should buy, because I've had one for a couple of years. Unbelievable. I mean, just, we went out there and looked at it a little bit, and just look at the how that boat is held up, and the finish and everything from the flooring to you name it, everything is held up. The hinges and things that would go wrong, you know, and do go wrong, it's held up. So I'd be more partial on that. But
well, and I understand exactly what you're saying. I actually got to visit the Vexus plant last year, and they do a phenomenal job of building their boats, and the quality, the attention to detail that goes into their boats is unreal, whether it's fiberglass or aluminum.
Yep.
And their aluminum boats ride like a fiberglass boat in many cases. And they're durable, they're tough, and they put quality parts in those things. And if you're considering, anyone's considering looking for boats, whether it's aluminum, I would just to encourage them to take a test ride, you know.
Yeah.
And you could even set those up at a Vexus plant. You could do that at Bass Cat, I know, where you could just go to the plant and set up an appointment for a ride, and they'd be happy to have you do that.
You know, I actually did a video of walking around the facility there. I think it was one or two videos, and did it and actually show the process, the whole process of making it from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. And so you can check that out at bradweekman.com. That's on the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel. But now I got to ask, if you had to go fishing, this is like 10 questions, but if you had to go fishing, would you go bass fishing, crappie fishing, or saltwater fishing?
Well,
and remember, a great man once said, I was somewhere, a great man. I was down there in the Keys, and we were fishing for tarpon. And I said, man, this is pretty awesome fishing for these big tarpon and stuff. He said, yeah. He goes, saltwater's for fishing, freshwater's for drinking. I never forgot that.
That is funny.
But what would you do, bass or crappie?
Well,
we'll throw walleye in, but let's just stick with the most popular.
Well, if I can answer it this way,
okay.
If I'm hungry, I'm going to go crappie fishing.
All right.
If I just want the sport and being outdoors, I'm probably going to target some bass too. And if my wife's going with me,
okay,
that's the interesting thing. She loves to fish too. And she's probably a little better at it than I am, more patient for sure.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care, but we'll fish crappie, and then we'll also fish bass on the same day. So it's hard to just pinpoint down. I think if I want a good fight, I'll go with the bass. And if I want the crappie, then I usually will keep a few of those keepers and take them home, have some fresh fish.
Yeah. So we talked about a couple of different things, and we see some pontoon boats in here, and the rest are basically bass boat styles. But I was in here not very long ago, and it seemed like you had some center console boats. Are those good sellers here? Like in Northwest Arkansas, center console boats?
We did. We had a couple of the center console boats up at the boat show recently in Rogers at the first week of January this year. And we actually sold both of those boats at the boat show. The center console does well. It's becoming more popular.
Right.
Typically, people think about using them on the bay, somewhere out in the salt water or the bays in Florida, North Carolina area. But they're picking up popularity out here in the regular freshwater lakes.
Right.
And you'll see more and more of those probably as you're fishing out on Beaver or Table Rock or Ten Killer over in Oklahoma.
Right.
Those boats are built to handle those kind of lakes well, too. And you can use them for a variety of fish, you know, for stripers, catfish, right, too. So, yeah, they're starting to move.
Yeah. Fiberglass or aluminum? Where are you going? Which way?
Well, for me, I've always had fiberglass, so okay, I'm kind of partial to that. But having ridden in some of the newer aluminum boats now,
right,
I'm impressed. And I think that, would that ever be out of the question for me? No, not at all. I'd consider, especially with the price point, I'd consider some aluminum boats.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk price points. So boat prices from 5 years ago are different than boat prices now. Mm-hmm. And actually, you guys had a dealership up in Bella Vista, did you not?
We used to be Bella Vista Marine, that's correct. Yeah. And then when it was bought by the current owner that we have now, that we changed our name to Extreme Sport Boats.
Yeah, look at that.
It's same team, same people, just a different name.
Throwing out a little divvy there. You didn't know I was going to even know that knowledge.
Right, that's good.
I've been here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Did my research. No, I've just lived here in Northwest Arkansas for a long time.
Sure.
Price point. Give us an estimated price point if someone's coming to buy a boat, say for a aluminum boat. What's a rough general price point for one that would be just stock, just comes stock and it comes from the factory? Maybe you do some installs here, but I mean, typical floor room cost for an 18-footer.
Yeah, for an aluminum side, typically in when we order a boat, we kind of order it to be ready for the water.
Oh, good.
Where a person doesn't have to really go through and try to add a lot of things to make it more fishable,
right,
if I can use that word.
Uh-huh.
But what we try to do is, so we order it that way, so the base price will not really be reflective on those, but it's going to tend to run in the mid-30s.
Okay.
If you want to go with the Express brand, and then you're going to see yourself in the Vexus brand, get up into the anywhere from the mid to upper 40s, depending on what model you choose, up into the mid-60s. You can even get up into that point with an aluminum boat.
Yeah.
But remember, the aluminum boats of today are not the aluminum boats that our grandfathers had. So it's a big difference.
And the cost also is dependent on the engine size, too.
Correct.
So if you're going from that 150 to a 200, then that price point is going to make a difference on the final price point.
Exactly. And a part of that, too, is there is financing out there that's available, and the rates are starting to actually come down just a little bit, we've noticed.
Okay.
Based on someone's credit score. We also have understanding that Mercury and Yamaha, both through March 31st, are having an additional 2 years warranty being able to be applied to a purchase of a boat. And so that's a good add-on to have with those motors. So anyway, those are the kind of things to think of. And I'll tell you what, when we were younger, we bought our first boat. My family, I raised my family, you know, on lakes, as much as we could, and, really bonded some good family time as well as memories. Even to this day, you know, 15, 20 years later, my kids still talk about tubing and skiing and fishing and the things that they really enjoyed outside. And I think it just helped our family, stay close together too.
Let's, ballpark figure on a fiberglass boat then.
On a fiberglass boat, so
what's the price point you usually start at for most?
Yeah, you can get into like an 18-foot, you know, and remember, we're carrying more of our premium brands, the Vexus, the Skeeter, and Bass Cat. And so if you get into an 18-foot or so, typically you can get into the upper 40s of those kind of boats. We're sitting in a boat now that's has an MSRP of about $111,000.
Right.
But we're still honoring a boat show price around $94,000 for it.
Right.
And so, you know, you are looking at quite a big step up in boat prices depending on what length you get, what kind of quality and the name on the Basscat.
And horsepower.
And horsepower, yeah. Big thing. Most all of our motors we order in at with a 250 on them.
Right.
Unless you get into a 19, 18 footer, and then they're going to have a 150 or one or a 200 on them, something, right. Whatever they're recommended for.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about boat comes in, but you want to put your own stuff on. Can that happen? Can I bring in my, let's say I want to bring in my Lowrance or my Garmin,
mm-hmm.
or even a Raymarine. I want to chunk one of those on there. Is that done? Is that doable? Can you say I kind of want this and want that?
Absolutely, Brad. We have like I say, our technicians in the back are very qualified, right. to install, to rig. We've actually had one of our pro bass fishermen.
You can you call him out.
Okay,
you can say Greg Bohannon.
Greg Bohannon. Yeah, he's a great customer of ours and. Just a great example of what we like to identify ourselves with in a bass fisherman, with his character and integrity. But Greg will come in, and so he had a stripped-down Basscat. He just got a brand-new 24 model, and he brought all the goodies with it, the graphs, the trolling motor, the power pole, all the things that you would want to, you know, rig your boat with.
Right.
And we took that boat, and we rigged it in. To Greg's point, and he may have posted it on his website too, but Greg said that was the best rigging job that he's ever seen on a boat, so bass fishing boat. So we were just very pleased to hear him say that, and we're very proud of our guys back there. They do a great job.
Right. Let's skip all this stuff. Let's get down to what's the biggest fish you ever caught? Oh. Let's get down, because me and you maybe I caught a bigger fish than you.
Well, now let's talk saltwater, okay?
I'll talk saltwater with
you. So I caught a a yellowfin tuna I was able to go to Cabo one year and be in their yellowfin tuna tournament.
Right.
In November, and it was an outstanding time. It's a 3-day tournament. And was able to we actually caught several yellowfins, so that was fun, but the largest one I caught weighed in at just a little under 200 pounds, so about 194. And it took me about 40 minutes to reel that in. And I thought I could handle it pretty well, but boy, was I worn out at the end of that. And the thing about the yellowfin, and there's going to be some of your listeners that know this and viewers, but you reel into that as hard as you can, and you get him so much up to the boat. And then he decides he's going to go to the bottom. Right. And so you just got to wait on him. And then you got to start all over again until you finally wear him out. But it's just a lot of fun. Was able to catch about 160-pound marlin.
Wow.
And at the same trip. So those are the two biggest fish I've ever caught.
Wow. You got me beat. I got a big tarpon. I caught a big tarpon in the Keys, and actually, you know, when they show those fishing shows and the guy's got that big tarpon and they go under the bridge and the current's running like 7 miles an hour and they got this real little space that you go through, and that thing went right through there, and that guy with that boat went right through there.
Yeah.
I was like, that's some pretty impressive driving.
Yeah.
There's something, a lot of stuff could go wrong, but that was the biggest one I ever caught was off of that. But got a 45-pounder over here on Beaver. Got a striper that big. But,
wow.
So that's pretty cool. Didn't have to drive as far to get down there. But
well, my freshwater experiences are much, much smaller than
much
that.
Smaller, you know? There you go.
I would say I've caught a 6-pound largemouth. But that was actually out of a farm pond in Texas. So it was not up here in Beaver. I struggle a little more trying to catch those sizable fish. But Ten Killer, I would say Lake Ten Killer. And I would like to promote more of the local. I would like to think that some of the lakes over in Oklahoma side are more local to us too. They're not too far of a drive. So I've caught some nice fish over at Ten Killer.
All right. Okay. One last question.
Yeah.
What happened to the steering wheel on these Basscats? Any idea? You think that was Rick's idea, making them cubed or
a little more square? Cubed. Yeah, I think what has that got? six portions to it instead of a rounded steering wheel. Yeah,
it should be seven. It should have seven sides because lucky seven. You'd want to be on a lucky boat. But.
Well, I'd have to get Jason Brewer probably over from Bass Cat and talk to me about why
that happened.
But I'll tell you what, next time I see him, I'm going to ask him about that.
There you go. You find out.
That's a good point.
We all want to know. You text me, you let me know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That takes us into Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anything you want to catch from saltwater, but mostly for freshwater, from bass to crappie to bluegill, walleye, you name it, they got a bait that can catch them. You can find them up online at picolures.com. Hey, if they want to find more about out about Extreme, where are they going to go?
Well, obviously, we'd love to see you in person. So at 2601 West Hudson Road in Rogers, Arkansas, or www.extremesportboats.com. And that's Extreme Sport Boats, no S after the T.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.